And a good evening to you from the DeWitt Gym on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round play. The Dort Defenders taking on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers here in the DeWitt for the right to move on to the semifinals. Dakota Wesleyan enters today 20-10, the fifth seed in the postseason tournament, while the Dort Defenders 23-7. They are the number four seed in the postseason tournament. Those seedings based on the 22-game schedule in the Great Plains Athletic Conference that these two teams completed on Saturday. For Dakota Wesleyan, 13-9 in the conference. Dort finished the year 15-7. Here's a closer look then at the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. They are 20-10 overall. Tigers lost back-to-back games last week to Northwestern and Hastings after stringing together four straight wins. Tigers are 9-6 since January the 1st. Jason Christensen's 10th team at Dakota Wesleyan is averaging 76 points per game, allowing 65.9 points per outing. Tigers have out-rebounded teams 37.3 to 33.3 and have 283 steals as a team through 30 games played. Tigers convert 45.6% of their field goals while allowing 37.8, and the Tigers make 32.8% of their three-point tries. Kennedy Cheeseman is scoring a team-high 20.5 points per game. She takes in 4.6 rebounds, hands out 4.5 assists per game, takes away 1.5 steals per outing. Cheeseman is the team leader in three-point baskets made with 62 and converts 34.4% of her three-point basket attempts. Sarah Carr is averaging 16.3 points per game. She is the team leader with 6 rebounds per outing. Michaela Karst completes the double-digit scoring with 10.7 points per game. She's converting 52.5% of her field goal attempts, and she gets to 5.8 rebounds per game. Jessica Miras adds 9.2 points per game, mainly in a reserve role, and she is taking in 4.1 rebounds per game. For the Defender women, they're 23-7 this year, 15-7 in the GPAC. Defender women have won three in a row since dropping three straight. They're 6-3 in their last nine games. Of Dort's seven losses, five are to teams that are ranked in the top 10 in the last NAIA coaches poll. Erica Feenster is averaging a team-high 17.7 points per game with 5.7 rebounds. She is making 61% of her field goals and is 136 of 166 from the free throw line. Rachel Leibold and Carly Gustafson are averaging 10.1 and 9.8 points per game and have converted 61.5 and 53.7% of their field goal attempts. Bailey Beckman's average is 7.7 points per game. Jordan Van Monen is at 5.9. Maya Shemileski is at 5.9. And Gabby Krakus is at 5.8. Bailey Tetzloff averages 5.2 points per game. Peyton Harmson leads the team with 40 made three-point baskets. Gustafson and Eva Bold average 6.5 and 5.3 rebounds per game, respectively. And Van Monen is the leader in assists with 74 through 30 games. Dort outscores teams 80.5 to 66.3 and convert 46% of its field goals, 29% of its three-point shots. Dort is out-rebounding teams 43.2 to 33.2 and have forced 361 turnovers by steals. Most recent outing for these two teams, for the Defenders, it was the College of St. Mary on Saturday. 93-45, the Defenders scored that victory, limiting the Flames to 6 of 27 field goal shooting in the first half. Defenders converted 39 of 72 field goals in the contest. Feenster scored 18 points. Dakota Wesleyan fell to Hastings Saturday, 80-52, that is. The Tigers committed 18 turnovers. Sarah Carr led the way on offense with 18 points. Cheeseman scored 12 with 7 rebounds. Jessica Miras scored 8. 7 Tigers accounted for all 52 points. The output was a season low in offense for Dakota Wesleyan. These two teams have met twice this season, with Dort sweeping the regular season meetings. Dort was an 88-86 winner back on November 13. That seems so long ago at this point. Then they prevailed at the Corn Palace 74-70. In the November contest at Sioux Center, the Defenders survived a fast start by the Tigers that saw them grab a 13-point lead early and a 30-27 lead at the end of the first quarter. Dort trailed much of the third quarter before taking an 83-79 lead on a Krakus basket with just over 4 minutes left in the game. Wesleyan came back with five straight to seal the win. Dort came back with five straight to then seal the win. Cheeseman had 26 for the Tigers in the loss, 12 assists. Carr added 16. Bailey Beckman had a team-high 21 for the Defenders, and Gustafson scored 20 with 11 rebounds. Then it was back to the Corn Palace for the Defenders. And the Defenders scored a 74-70 win as they outscored Dakota Wesleyan 28-24 in the fourth quarter. Maya Shemileski had 17 in that contest for the Defenders. Let's pause now for our national anthem. National anthem sung by Anna Christians, a senior here at Dort University. Here's your starting lineup then for the visiting Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. They will start number two, Kaylee Kirk, a 5'5 sophomore for Ballaton, Minnesota, averaging 4.8 points per game. Number 22 is Michaela Karst, a 6'1 senior from Plankinton, South Dakota, averaging 10.7 points per outing. Number 30 is Kennedy Cheeseman, a 5'9 senior from Alexandria, South Dakota, averaging 20.5 points per game. Number 40 is Sarah Carr, a 6-foot senior from Huron, South Dakota, averaging 16.3 points per contest. And number 52 is Jessica Miras, a 6'4 senior from Sioux Falls, averaging 9.2 points per game for Jason Christensen's team. For the Dort Defenders, they will start number 2, Erica Feenstra, a 6-foot junior from Hall, averaging 17.7 points per game. Number 10 is Abby Pruitt, a 5'9 senior from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 4 points per contest. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 senior from Rock Rapids, averaging 4.4 points per game. Number 21 is Jordan Van Manen, a 5'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 5.9 points per game. And number 43 is Rachel Evavold, a 6'1 senior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 10.1 points per contest. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the opening tip right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're just about set for basketball. This is one of four women's GPAC games going on this evening, one of eight total contests. Quarterfinal round play across the league. Midland is at Concordia in women's play tonight. Dakota Wesleyan at Dort, Northwestern at Morningside. Jamestown is at Hastings. Three of the four women's contests begin at 6 o'clock this evening. Midland at Concordia, Dakota Wesleyan at Dort, and Northwestern at Morningside. All beginning at 6 o'clock. Opening tap controlled by Dakota Wesleyan, and we are underway with basketball. Tigers have it on the right side. This is Kirk. Kirk lobs it down low, and that's Jessica Miras turning with the right hand over the left shoulder. And Dakota Wesleyan takes a 2-0 lead. Van Manen over the basketball, passes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt gives it up. Feenstra at the top of the key. Goes right side, comes back over to Harmson. Harmson, Evavold, Evavold, Feenstra. Feenstra gets around Miras. Two-point basket for Erica Feenstra. The Defenders tied up as both teams go into the post immediately and get going offensively there. Miras with a pass left side over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with a basketball. Cheeseman out front. Gives it up to Carr. Carr lobs it down low for Miras. Miras off the glass. No good with the left hand. Here comes Dort. Pass goes left side over to Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt, no. Top of the key, Evavold. Evavold, rainbow three, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk passes back right side, Cheeseman. Cheeseman feeds it underneath Carr. Carr double-teamed in the post. Comes back over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball down to the block. Cheeseman turned around to the lane is good. Cheeseman with a spin move. Her two-point basket is up and good, and the Defenders trail it 4-2. Out front with the basketball, Evavold. Evavold guarded by Miris. Goes into the corner to Van Manen. Van Manen gives it up out front. Comes back right side over to Harmson on the wing. Bounce pass down low. Feenstra and Miris is going to be called for a bump on the post defense. Pass went underneath for Feenstra, and Miris tried to reach around, and she gets called for a foul. It will be Dort basketball. Pruitt to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throws it out front for Van Manen. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Van Manen over the basketball. Picks up her dribble. She's on her knees. Passes it back over to Pruitt. And Pruitt unable to catch up with it. Turnover against the defenders. Basketball for Dakota Wesleyan. And the Tigers have the lead and the basketball. 8:20 left to play. First quarter. Kirk with the basketball out front. Driving in with the right hand. Floats it up with the right hand. Good. Kirk with a two-point basket. Makes it 6-2. 6-2 our score. Wesleyan in front early. Pass left side. Comes over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play by Miris. Miris is whistled for foul number two. Dakota Wesleyan will need to go to their bench, if not now, in short order. And Miris picks up the personal foul. Cameron Hines will check into the ballgame, averaging 3.3 points per game. Dort is inbounding on the right sideline. Throwing it in will be Van Manen. Van Manen throws it into the corner. Harmson. Dort down 6-2. 2 minutes into the contest. With it out front, they dump it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold with the putback. Evavold is fouled on the right-handed shot. And the defenders will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Foul is charged to the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers and number 32, Cameron Hines. That is Hines' first foul called this first foul called on her. Evavold to the free throw line. 84% free throw shooter knocks it through, and the defenders trail 6-5. 6-5 our score. Wesleyan basketball in their blue jerseys, white numbers and lettering. Cheeseman has it out front, gets a ball screen, puts up the jumper from 15, no good. Karst working the offensive rebound, has her putback blocked. Here comes Dort back the other way. Van Manen over the basketball, Harmson. Harmson, three ball, right wing, good. Peyton Harmson with the three-point basket, and the defenders score back-to-back possessions. An old-fashioned three-point play and a three-point basket. And now the defenders with an 8-6 lead. Cheeseman out front with the basketball, gets jammed on the ball screen. Kick it outside, Karst. Karst goes left side, and we've got 3 seconds in the lane against Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan calling for the 3 seconds in the lane violation. I believe that was Sarah Carr who got called for not leaving the painted area. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball goes left side. Dump it down low, Feenstra, double-teamed, Evavold. Evavold with the basketball, left side Harmson. Down low, Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, off the glass, good. Erica Feenstra with 4 points. Dort leads 10-6. 10-6, our score. Cheeseman, left side. Dort up by four. Kirk comes back, gives it up to Hines. Hines. Back to Kirk. Kirk at the free throw line driving. Cut off there by Harmson. Gives it up to Cheeseman. And we've got a hand check called on the defenders and Van Manen. Van Manen, that's Jordan Van Manen, whistled for her first personal foul. Dort will send four new players into the game. They are Gustafson, Tetzloff, Beckman, and Chmielewski. Throwing the ball in, Cheeseman right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cheeseman gets it in over the top to Karst. Karst. Dump it down low. Hines, shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders. Here comes Chmielewski with the basketball. Chmielewski on the right wing. Goes to Gustafson. Gustafson, left side, and we've got a foul underneath. Who's that going to go against? That's going to go against the Tigers and Karst. Michaela Karst whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Inbounding the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Chmielewski. She passes right side Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Gustafson. Gustafson straight on three. Knock it down, Carly Gustafson. Gustafson with the triple. Dort leads 13-6. Dort on an 11-0 run. 6 minutes remaining. First quarter, we are just underway. Hines, jumper, baseline, not good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort with the basketball, throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Chmielewski. Chmielewski will throw it in, and she gets it into Backman. Here come the defenders. Backman across half court with a basketball. Backman goes right side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski, Gustafson on the right wing. Back to Backman. Backman down to the baseline. Spin move, nothing there. Now Carly. Carly Feenstra. Feenstra, three, good. Erica Feenstra with a three-point bucket, and the Dort defenders have opened a 16-6 lead with a 14-point run, and with 5:32 left to go in the first quarter, Dakota Wesleyan will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Wesleyan, back with more after this. Dort on defense, Dakota Wesleyan in the backcourt. They get it across the timeline. Kirk over to Karst. Craik has checked in at the last break. They pass it left side over to Hines. Hines with the basketball, gives it up. Now it comes back out front to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball, right side Carr. Carr looking down low, feeds it intended for Hines, and she overshoots her intended target. New player checking in for Dakota Wesleyan. We'll have two of them. Checking into the ballgame will be Ren Ostis, and also checking into the ballgame will be number 34, Maddie Reiner. So the defenders with the lead and the basketball as we hit the midpoint of the first quarter. Nice start for the defenders. Last 3 minutes have been really good after a sluggish beginning. Shot by Backman, pull-up 10-footer, missed it, no good, left it short. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan, and we have a foul called in the backcourt. It's going to go against Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for foul number one, Tetzloff. Her first personal foul, that's team foul number two against the defenders. Defenders close to being in the bonus. Wesleyan already has four fouls called against them. Wesleyan in the backcourt. They get it over to Ostis. Ostis comes back over to Karst. Reversal over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball poked away from behind by Tetzloff. Dakota Wesleyan will throw the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Checking in will be Kirk. Checking out of the contest, I believe that's Hines. Nope, that's Reiner. Reiner, number 34, checks out of the ballgame. So very quick breather for Kirk. Checked out for about 25 seconds is all. With the basketball, Cheeseman. Cheeseman back to Kirk. Kirk, Ostis. Ostis on the right side. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Ostis in traffic, threw it up. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Backman. Backman with the basketball. Backman down to the baseline. Cut off. Reversal. Back outside Gustafson. Gustafson driving in. Her shot no good. Unable to finish in traffic. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Well, for Wesleyan, they've been outscored 14-0, and they can feel fortunate that they haven't fallen behind by more than that. Reversal back to Carr. Carr over the two-point basket, and the defenders trail at lead at 16-8. 16-8, our score. Backman with the basketball out front. Backman on the left side, drives in traffic, blocked out of bounds by Karst. It'll be Dort basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Five new players into the ballgame for the defenders. It's the original starting five for Dort. Dort leading 16-8 after building the lead to as many as 10. Feenstra inside, her layup good. Erica Feenstra with 9 points. Dort leads 18-8. 3:48 and counting, first quarter. Left side with the basketball is Kirk. Kirk feeds it out front. Carr. Carr, three, misses, no good. Rebound cleared by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Cheeseman hassling her there. Here comes Manmanen. Right side it goes Harmson. Harmson with it on the wing. Harmson with the basketball and a reach-in foul called on Carr. And that's going to be foul number one on Carr. Team foul number five against the Chargers. And shooting free throws will be the ball handler, Peyton Harmson. Harmson has shot just 8 free throws this season. She'll step to the free throw line for a couple of free throws here. Double bonus time. First one is up and down for the senior from Rock Rapids. Dort with their largest lead of the ballgame, 19-8. 3:29 left to play, first quarter. Second free throw off the rim, short, no good. And it's 19-8, defenders. Ostis into the front court. Ostis picks up her dribble on the left side. Reverses it to Karst. Karst to Cheeseman. Cheeseman guarded there by Van Manen. Gets a ball screen. Cheeseman driving in with the left hand in traffic. Good. Kennedy Cheeseman, one of the leading scorers in the conference. And we've got a hold in the backcourt called against Dakota Wesleyan and Cheeseman. That is foul number one on Cheeseman. Team foul number 6 called against Dakota Wesleyan here in the early going. Dort to the free throw line. Van Manen shooting 2 free throws. So Van Manen with an opportunity to offset the made basket by Cheeseman with a couple of free throws. Makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. 3:10 remaining first quarter. Second free throw for Van Manen is up and through, and the defenders have a 21-10 lead. First 2 points for Van Manen. Dort up by 11, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Well, the basketball is Karst, lost it momentarily, comes back to Cheeseman. Cheeseman guarded by Van Manen. Cheeseman hesitates, comes back, right side, Ostis. Ostis puts it on the floor, and Ostis is fouled on the play by Harmson, and for Peyton Harmson, that is foul number 1. Checking into the ballgame will be Maddie Reiner. Checking out will be Dakota Wesleyan's. While Reiner checks out, checking in is Hines. Pass out front. Picking it up is Kirk. Kirk on the right side, Karst. Karst thought about the 3. Passes back on the perimeter. 12 to shoot. Kirk picks up her dribble underneath Karst. Karst shot in traffic. No good, but a foul on the play. And that's going to go on Harmson. That's number 2 on Peyton. So Peyton Harmson whistled for a second foul, both of them coming on this possession. Checking into the ballgame will be Shemileski. Also checking in will be Gustafson. Gustafson will go for Pruitt. Sidort going with a little bigger lineup here. You've got the 3 what were post players at the beginning of the year all playing together now. You'll have to see Gustafson playing more of a 3 now. For a forward spot, Karst, first free throw, good. The right-hander, an 81% free throw shooter, makes the first one, and she has another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Michaela Karst. This one's up, rolls through. 21-12, Dort by 9. Dakota Wesleyan countering with a new player as well. That's Carr checking back into the game. Bringing the basketball up will be Van Manen. Dort leading 21-12, 2:40 and counting, first quarter. Right side, Van Manen feeds it out front. Evavold. Evavold left elbow to Feenstra. Feenstra to Gustafson. Gustafson, Shemileski, right side, Van Manen, 15 to shoot. Gives it up, Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. Gathers herself. Lost it. Picks it back up. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort will get the basketball back. They'll inbound underneath. Fresh 20 to work with after that missed shot. Throwing the ball in is Gustafson. Gustafson gets it into the corner. Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball, and we're going to have a foul called on Feenstra underneath on the post position. So Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. Foul number 1 on Erica. Team foul number 5 against the defenders, but a player control foul. And with 2:15 remaining, Dakota Wesleyan with an opportunity to cut into the 9-point lead. That's left to go here in the first quarter. Karst, backdoor cut. They go to Cheeseman. Cheeseman might have traveled with it. No call made. Now a foul underneath. That's going to go against Evavold. Rachel Evavold whistled for foul number 1. Cheeseman will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Cheeseman got the give-and-go pass underneath and was able to get the shot up in traffic. First one is up and good. Cheeseman, an 85% free throw shooter, has missed just 19 free throws out of 127 attempts coming into the ballgame as Dakota Wesleyan will try to whittle away at this lead. Comes out to about a miss every 2 games from the charity stripe. She is the leading free throw shooter for Dakota Wesleyan in terms of percentage and in terms of number shot. With the basketball, Shemileski, Evavold underneath Gustafson, missed the shot. Rebound, Gustafson. Gustafson gives it back to Van Manen. Van Manen reverses outside Shemileski. Maya too strong with the 3. Rebound, Van Manen. Van Manen on the weak side dribbles it back out to the perimeter. Zone defense applied here by Dakota Wesleyan. Evavold with the basketball. Left side, Van Manen. Van Manen, they have a player open in the corner, 9 to shoot. And Evavold dribbles it off of her leg. Picking it up is Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk gives it up out front to Hines. Hines to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with it. Cheeseman gets a screen. Comes back to Carr. Carr, deep right corner. Dort leading by 7. Wesleyan over the basketball. Kirk, 17-footer straight on. Good. She's got four. 21-16. Dort up by five. Six in a row for Dakota Wesleyan. Eva Vold with the basketball out front. Three-pointer missed, no good, but there for the rebound is Feenstra. She's fouled immediately by Karst. And for Karst, that is number two. So Karst whistled for her second personal foul. Reiner will check back into the game. Erica Feenster will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, Dort has missed a couple of opportunities underneath the basket. Worked their offense, got the shots they wanted, but just haven't finished on a couple right around the hole. And now Feenster misses a free throw. Normally a very consistent free throw shooter, 82% for the season. 136 out of 166. She makes the second one. So the defender lead is back to six, 22-16. Kirk out front. They give it up. And knocking down a three from the right wing is Hines. Hines makes it 22-19. On the left side of the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt, Chmielewski. Chmielewski picks up her dribble. Into the corner, Pruitt. Pruitt, three, too strong, no good from the corner. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. The zone defense by Dakota Wesleyan has given Dort some trouble. And Wesleyan will hold for the final shot of the quarter. 18 seconds remaining in the period. Dort playing man-to-man defense. Hot front with the basketball is Kirk. Kirk with it, 10 to shoot. Now 8 with it on the right side. This is Hines. Hines looking down low. 3, now 2. They pass right side. 3 at the buzzer. Off the mark. No good. And we've played one quarter. Dort leads 22-19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second quarter of play right after this.
This broadcast.
Dort leads 22-19 as we start the second quarter of play. Defenders had as much as an 11-point lead. Chmielewski back over to Beckman. Beckman three from the wing. Splash. Three-point basket by Bailey Beckman, and the defenders extend the lead to six again, 25-19. 25-19, Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan, a couple of players with two fouls each. They are Miras and Karst, and both are on the floor right now. Cheeseman back over to Carr. Carr underneath Miras. Miras misses the three. Rebound tapped and controlled by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt stops on the left wing, comes back to Gustafson. Now Beckman. Beckman deep right wing. Bailey at the top of the key. She goes left side, gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt drops it off for Gustafson, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort basketball. Chmielewski and Feenstra check out of the ball game. Evavold and Harmson check in. Dort leads 25-19. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Pruitt. Pruitt gets the ball inbounded to Gustafson. Gustafson with it out front. Harmson, three. Too strong, no good. Long rebound, and it's cleared by Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Now Cheeseman. Cheeseman on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Wide open. Carr underneath, and Carr. Two-point basket, good. Carr with the easy basket. That's as easy a hoop as she's going to get tonight. Got lost by the defense, and she gets it middle of the lane. Easy basket. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman cut off. Passes it back out front. Gustafson. Gustafson drops it inside. Evavold into the corner. Beckman. Beckman three. Yeah. Bailey Beckman with six. Dort leads 28-21. 8:30 left to play. First half, that is. Carr with it on the right wing. Carr over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball. Cheeseman gets a ball screen. Hesitates. Drops. Parts it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound Gustafson. Gustafson over to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball up the floor. Beckman takes it left side right across the defender's logo. Angles it off. Gives it up to Pruitt. Bounce pass. Evavold high post. Reversal back to Beckman. Beckman, two players around her. Gives it to a wide open Rachel Evavold. She muscles it up and muscles it down. 5 points for Evavold. Dort leads 30-21. Tiger basketball on the right side. Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Lob pass over the top. Miras. Miras free for two. She's got four. Dort gives up the easy basket underneath to Miras. 7:39 and counting. First half. Dort leads 30-21. Shot no good. With the basketball, Maris. Maris passes it left side. Gives it up. Now Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball. Cheeseman a three. Off the mark. No good. With the basketball, it's Carr. Carr gives it up out front to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk on the right wing. Kirk underneath Maris. Maris, two-point basket, good. Maris with the two-point basket, it's 30-25. 30-25, our score, 6:50 left to play, first half. Right side it goes Backman. Backman with the basketball. Backman in traffic, puts the shot up, got hit on the play, no call made. Coming back the other way is Karst. Karst with it, picks up her dribble. Back to Maris. Maris to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball. Cheeseman on the left side. 15-footer hangs on the rim and falls through. That one bounced around. 8 points now for Cheeseman, and the Dort lead that was 9 moments ago at 30-21. It's been cut down to 30-27. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this timeout charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort leading by 3 after the timeout. Both teams have used a couple of timeouts. Both teams have 4 timeouts remaining. Benmanen reverses it back over to Tetzloff. Left side Pruitt. Pruitt, 3, way too strong, no good from the wing. Rebound taken away by Harmson, and Harmson steps on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with the basketball, trailing 30-27 are the Tigers. Karst is out. Austis is in. Maris stays on the floor. She's playing with 2 personal fouls. Bringing the basketball up will be Kirk. Kirk takes it across the timeline. Kirk with the basketball. Goes Carr. Carr on the right elbow. Carr with the basketball. Gives it up. Cheeseman. Cheeseman now to Austis. Austis with the basketball. Austis in the corner. Maris. Maris out front. Cheeseman. Cheeseman gives it up left side. And we've got a touch foul called on the defenders. And that's going to go on Peyton Harmson. Harmson whistled for foul number 3. That's team foul number 1 against the defenders in this quarter. First foul called on either team in the first 4 minutes and 21 seconds of this period. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded. Tetzloff taps it away. Picked up by Carr. She hands it to Kirk. Kirk has it near the midcourt stripe. Comes back to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball in between the circles, guarded there by Shemileski. 8 to shoot. Right side it goes Kirk. Kirk underneath Cheeseman. Cheeseman puts it up against Shemileski. And Cheeseman with a 2-point basket. Kennedy Cheeseman now with 10 points. Halfway to her season average. Right side Shemileski. Shemileski with a basketball, and they're going to call her for traveling. Travel violation called against Maya Shemileski. And Dort, let's see if they've got 5 players on the floor. They do. Tetzloff, Shemileski, Beckman, Krakus, and Gustafson on the floor. In the backcourt with the basketball, they get it over to Austis. Wesleyan shooting for their first lead of the contest since the first quarter. First shot no good by Carr, but the putback by Maris is off the mark, but she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2. Foul is charged to the defenders and Gabby Krakus. That's foul number 1 on Krakus. And Maris will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Maris ties it with her first free throw. She's a 90% free throw shooter. Hasn't shot a lot of free throws, though. That's just her 30th of the season. Second free throw by Maris is up and good. And Wesleyan regains the lead with 4:59 remaining in the first half. They hadn't led since it was 6-5. Shemileski, right side Gustafson, reverses it back over to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, Gustafson. Gustafson, right side, Shemileski. Shemileski, Krakus, too strong. Tetzloff tries to save it in, and they say that the ball was tapped out of bounds by Dakota Wesley, and it'll be Dort basketball. Krakus to throw it in. Gabby, the junior from St. John, Indiana, gets it in. Gustafson Gustafson, too strong with the left hand, and the rebound is cleared out weak side by Miras. Miras with the basketball. Miras passes it over to Kirk. Kirk on the wing. They go right side back over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with it. Cheeseman looking for Carr. Carr gives it up. Left corner, Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Back to Miras. Miras, short jumper from 10. Good. Jessica Miras with 8 first half points. Dort trails 33-30. Wesleyan right now on a 12-0 run. Shemileski jumper, no good. Rebound, Miras. Miras outlets to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball in the backcourt. Cheeseman gets it across the timeline to Kirk. Kirk, right side, Carr. Carr, 15-footer, elbow, no good. There for the rebound is Austis. Austis with a putback. And Dakota Wesleyan right now on a 15-0 run. Beg your pardon, 14-0. They've gone from down 30-21 early in the quarter to up 35-30. Dort, you forced to use another timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Maya Shemileski inbounds the basketball. Bailey Beckman will bring it up. The defenders trailing 35-30, and they need to stop the bleeding here. Pass goes to Evavold. Evavold left side, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Evavold out front. Evavold with it at the top of the key. Left side, Beckman. Beckman underneath Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic. Off the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Kirk. Kirk with it on the right side. Kirk picks up her dribble, comes back over to Carr. Carr with it, gives it up Cheeseman. Cheeseman with a basketball on the left wing. Cheeseman picks up her dribble, back to Carr. Carr into the corner, Austis. Austis picks up her dribble. Austis comes back over to Miras. Miras with it, 5 to shoot. Now Cheeseman in between the circles, 4 to shoot. Cheeseman tries to pass it off. It's taken away by Gustafson. Gustafson with a basketball. Gustafson on the right wing, picks up her dribble. Comes back to Evavold. Dort down 35-30. Pass left side, Beckman. Beckman with it, gives it up Feenstra. Now Evavold. Evavold, top of the key, right side, Gustafson. Gustafson reverses back over to Beckman. Beckman, Gustafson, 8 to shoot. Now 7. Evavold underneath Feenstra, and Feenstra has it tapped away by Miras. Well, Wesleyan has been able to adjust, and they haven't committed a foul yet here in the second period after being plagued by fouls in the first period. 2:22 remaining. First half of play. Right side it goes Austis. Austis gives it back to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk, Cheeseman. Cheeseman, 3. Good. Kennedy Cheeseman with the 3-point basket. 7 points in the second quarter for Cheeseman. And the defenders trail 38-30. Right side, Gustafson. Gustafson, Evavold, ball fake, takes it in over the right hand, layup good. Rachel Evavold stops the drought for the defenders. 38-32, Dort down 6. Wesleyan over the basketball. Austis picks up her dribble. Austis back to Kirk. Kirk underneath, reverses it and throws it away. Turnover back to the defenders with 1:40 left here in the first half. Miras will check out of the ball game. Checking in is Hines. Dort will throw the ball in. Shemileski gets the ball inbounded to Venmanen. Venmanen over the basketball. Venmanen in between the circles. 1:32 and counting. First half. Defenders down 6. Feenstra, 17-footer off the front iron. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers have it. Tigers give it up out front to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk guarded there by Venmanen. Still man-to-man defense applied by the defenders as we approach the one-minute mark of the half. Driving right side, Carr. Carr puts it up with the right hand. Hung on the rim, wouldn't fall through. Gustafson gives it back to Venmanen. Venmanen over the basketball. Right side, Pruitt. Pruitt, bounce pass down low, intended for Feenstra, and then kicked out of bounds by Carr. It will be Dort basketball, 38-32, defenders down by 6. So throwing the ball in will be Pruitt. Pruitt right side of the lane as we face the hoop, 23 on the shot clock, 56 on the game clock. Gustafson ball fake, brings it back, middle of the floor, and she tries to reverse it back over to Pruitt. And stepping into the passing lane is Kirk. Kirk with the interception. Comes back to Cheeseman. Cheeseman to Carr. Carr gives it up. Left wing, Ostis. Ostis to Carr. Carr back to Ostis. 15 to shoot. Ostis hesitating. Spin move cut off by Chmielewski. Goes left side, Kirk. Kirk driving in. Kirk short arms the layup attempt. Dort gets the rebound. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds and counting. Left side, Pruitt. Dort needs a basket to close the half and cut the gap. It's 38-32 right now. Gustafson over the basketball, and Gustafson is fouled on the play, and that is foul number one in this quarter against Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. 15 seconds remaining. Pruitt inbounds to Gustafson. Gustafson out front, Van Manen. Van Manen, Chmielewski. Chmielewski driving in, and a blocking foul called on Wesleyan. That's foul number two on the Tigers. And that will be foul number one against Kaylee Kirk. And Dort will inbound the basketball once again. 7.9 seconds remaining in the half. Dort looking to inbound. Get it into the corner, Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen puts it up. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Ball goes on Kaylee Kirk. That's number two on her. And Van Manen will go to the free throw line with 4.6 seconds remaining in this period. Dort trailing 38-32. We'll see if Dort can get a couple of points here. Cut the gap to four and get to the locker room down four. First free throw by Van Manen is up and through. Another one on the way. Trying to make it a four-point ball game. This one's up. Too strong, no good. Rattles it. 38-33. Here comes Wesley in 2 seconds. One. Carr, desperation heave. Off the front iron. No good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan, 38. The Dort defenders, 33. Wesleyan uses a 17-0 run to go from down 9 to up 8. And it's a five-point ball game right now, 38-33. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with a recap of the first half. 38-33, Dakota Wesleyan with a five-point lead. Dort, 11 of 31 shooting, 36%, 5 of 11 on threes, 46%, 6 of 9 on free throws, 67%, led by Erica Feenstra's 10 points. Rachel Leibold with 7, Bailey Beckman with 6 for Dakota Wesleyan. 15 of 30 from the floor, 2 for 5 on 3, 6 of 6 on free throws. They are led by Kennedy Cheeseman's 13 points. Jessica Miras has 10. Wesleyan over the basketball to start the second half of play. Wesleyan playing with a 5-point lead. They've led by as many as 8. Wesleyan over the basketball. They go left side. Karst. Karst gives to Carr. Carr looking for the dump down low. Instead, they reverse it right side. Give it up to Kirk, and Kirk travels with it. Turnover back to the defenders. Around the GPAC today at halftime, women's play. Concordia leads Midland 53-27. Hastings over Jamestown 38-19. It's Northwestern leading Morningside at the half 38-37. And the game you're listening to right now, Dakota Wesleyan with a 5-point lead on Dort. Second half has begun. Pass goes right side. Van Manen gets a lane to the basket. Lays it up with the right hand. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Foul called on the play. That's going to be against Kaylee Kirk, and that is her third. Van Manen will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot for the three-point play. She's got 5 points now. She'll shoot for 6. Ostis checks into the ballgame, and checking out of the contest will be Kirk. 9:24 remaining, third period of play. Dort trailing 38-35. Van Manen's free throw, high archer, up and good. She's got 6 points. Dort trails 38-36. Wesleyan basketball out front. Ostis. Ostis guarded there by Pruitt. Ostis driving with the right hand. Kick out pass. Carr. Carr, 3. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Harmson, Van Manen. Van Manen left side. Pruitt. Pruitt, 3-point line. Decides against it. Gives to Van Manen. Van Manen, floater in the lane. No good. There for the rebound and the putback attempt is Feenstra. And Feenstra is fouled on the play. Erica Feenstra fouled on the play. That is foul number 3 on Michaela Karst. Feenstra will go to the free throw line, and she'll try to tie this game at 38-all. Karst whistled for the personal foul. That's team foul number 2 against Wesleyan in this second half. Feenstra's first free throw up, good. Erica, 2 for 3 from the free throw line now, trying to tie it at 38 all. Second free throw is up and good as well. 38 all, 8:57 left to play. Third period. Wesleyan back the other way. Cheeseman. Cheeseman gives it up out front with a basketball. This is Hines. Dump it down low. Miras. Miras, mid-range jumper. Good. She's deadly from there. 12-footer right baseline. She's got 12 points. Dort trails 40-38. Driving in with the right hand is Van Manen. Van Manen able to get around her defender. Lays it up with the right hand. She's got 5 second-half points. Ties it at 40. 8:28 and counting, third quarter. Pass goes middle of the lane. Carr gets it back at the top of the key. They tried to throw it down low for Miras, and they threw it to her left hand, but she was moving right. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball on the turnover. Dort with a chance to regain the lead. Bringing it up will be Van Manen. Van Manen takes it across the timeline, 24 seconds on the shot clock. Eva Bold on the right side, well beyond the three-point line, gives it high post, Feenstra. Feenstra at the top of the key. Van Manen looking down low, her pass deflected, and it's taken away. Here comes Austis. Austis with the basketball. Austis passes, left side, Cheeseman. Cheeseman, 12-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Van Manen, doesn't have the numbers. She'll retreat back to the perimeter. Pass goes left side, Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt, Evavold. Evavold looking for Feenstra underneath, and Feenstra is going to be called for a personal foul on the post defense by Dakota Wesleyan. Feenstra is whistled for her second personal foul. 40-40 our score. 7:35 and counting. Third quarter. Wesleyan over the basketball, high post, Carr. Carr back to Austis. Austis running start as she receives that pass. Back over to Carr. Carr, three-pointer, good. She's got 7. That was foul number 2, by the way, on Feenstra. So the defenders still with nobody in serious foul trouble, but Feenstra picks up her second. Evavold puts it up in traffic, blocked by Miras. Rebound, Cheeseman. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan back the other way with the basketball. Carr. Carr will take it in against Feenstra. Ball deflected. Taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen, one player to beat. And Austis strips it away, but she's called for the foul. And Van Manen will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So Jordan Van Manen will shoot 2 free throws. Van Manen with 8 points. Second, first free throw on the way for Van Manen is good. Our officials tonight, assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Darren Berg, Chad Voskel, and Ryan Fries on the whistle. First free throw by Van Manen was good. Another one on the way. Van Manen's second free throw is good. Van Manen now with 7 second-half points. And the defenders trail 43-42. Beckman, Tetzloff, Shemileski, Feenstra, and Gustafson on the floor for the defenders with 6:55 remaining in the third period. Wesleyan with the basketball. Left side, Miras. Miras on the wing, guarded there by Feenstra. Miras puts it on the floor a couple of times. Pass goes right side with the basketball. Cheeseman. Cheeseman off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound, Shemileski. Shemileski, Tetzloff. Tetzloff off the glass with the right hand. Good. Bailey Tetzloff with a two-point basket. Her first. And the defenders lead 44-43. Cheeseman with it on the left wing. Cheeseman gives it up to Carr. Carr beyond the three-point line. Carr right side back to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball, picks up her dribble, comes over to Miras. Miras, Austis. Austis casts up a 3. It's no good. A rebound taken away by Gustafson. Gustafson over to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball at the free throw line. Goes right side over to Shemileski underneath Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on Miras, I believe. Jessica Miras whistled for her third personal foul. Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws. Erica Feenstra so far with 12 points, 3 for 4 from the charity stripe. She'll shoot a pair here as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw on the way for the junior from Hull, up and good. She passed 1,500 career points last week, sitting at 1,510 career points now. Makes the first free throw, misses the second, and the defender lead is 45-43. Feenstra now with 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Ostis with the basketball right side. Comes back over to Carr. Carr to Cheeseman. Cheeseman, backdoor cut, good. Kennedy Cheeseman gets free. Her first field goal of the second half. We're tied at 45. 5:38 remaining. Beckman goes right side. Chmielewski. Chmielewski cut off Gustafson. Gustafson back to Chmielewski. 5.5 left to go in the third period. Pass comes back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff on the elbow. Back to Maya. Maya spin move. Puts it up the runner. Missed it. No good. Rebound deflected. It's down on the floor. Chmielewski comes up with it. Chmielewski has it tapped away by a Wesleyan player. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Foul situation. Dort's one foul away from being in the bonus. They've got three to give before a similar situation. And Dort with a possession arrow. Still got a ways to go in this one, though. 15 minutes, and we've got an offensive foul called on the defenders and Erica Feenstra. That is number 3 on Erica Feenstra. Bringing the basketball up will be Ostis. Ostis across the timeline. With it out front, Cheeseman. Cheeseman throws it away. Rachel Leibovold is going to check into the ballgame for Erica Feenstra. For Erica Feenstra, all three of her fouls have come on the offensive end. So Leibovold checks into the ballgame. Dort and Wesleyan tied up 45 all. 5 minutes remaining. That's left to go in the third period. Chmielewski on the right side. Chmielewski directing traffic. Chmielewski all the way down to the baseline. Gives it to the cutter. Tetzloff layup right hand good. Bailey Tetzloff with 4 points. Defenders lead 47-45. Cheeseman with it on the left side. Cheeseman with the dribble. She gives it up to Carr. Carr underneath Karst. Karst shot no good. Rebound Leibovold. Jump ball, alternating possession. Dort basketball. So Dort will get the basketball after Karst misses the shot underneath. Not going to get a gift like that very often if you're Dort. Karst pretty good around the hoop. Dort leading 47-45. With it out front, Beckman. Beckman tries to pass, and it's deflected and taken back by Dakota Wesleyan on the turnover. Wesleyan will be inbounding on the far sideline. 47-45, defenders by a deuce. 4:22 and counting, third quarter. Wesleyan with the basketball. Left side, Cheeseman. Cheeseman gives it back to Reiner. Reiner, right side, Cheeseman. Cheeseman, Carr. Carr. Dumps it off Karst. Karst muscles it up. 2-point basket, right side of the basket. And Karst with her first field goal. She's got 4. And the defenders lead a tie are tied 47 all. Wesleyan has just tied it. Left side Gustafson. Ball fake. Gustafson driving in with the left hand. Finishes at the rim. Carly Gustafson with the field goal. Her second. She's got 5. Her first field goal was a 3-point basket. And the defender lead back to 2, 49-47. Now you want to stop if you're the defenders. Pass out front for Carr. Deflected. That's Cheeseman, beg your pardon. Cheeseman with it. 13 to shoot. Ball. It gets a ball screen. They pass it underneath, and the ball goes out of bounds on the ball screen. Carr tried to roll to the basket. Cheeseman's pass led her too far under the basket. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in will be the defenders, Ebby Pruitt. Kirk will check into the ball game for Wesleyan. Also checking in is Miris. Karst will check out. On the floor for Wesleyan right now, Kirk, Hines, Cheeseman, Carr, and Miris. Dort basketball, Van Manen, left side. Pruitt on the wing. Pruitt out front. Gustafson Gustafson back to Pruitt. Pruitt right side, Harmson. Harmson on the wing. Harmson back out front. Van Manen driving in. Muscles it up. Jordan Van Manen driving to the hoop again. She's got 9 second-half points. Dort leads 51-47. Wesleyan basketball, Maris. Maris looking for someone to pass to. Finds Cheeseman. She wants the ball the majority of the time. She should have it the majority of the time. And now a jump ball called. Van Manen reaches in, forces a tie-up. It will be Wesleyan basketball. So Dort forces a tie-up. Cheeseman looked to the sideline. Van Manen reaches in, forces a jump ball. And a new player checking in. This is Reiner checking in for Hines for Wesleyan. Dort leading by 4, 51-47. Wesleyan inbounding, 2:47 left in the third. They look underneath. Pass around, left side, Cheeseman. Cheeseman on the wing, shakes right, goes left. Now comes back middle of the floor, right side pass. Three ball on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be, beg your pardon, last touch by Dort. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. A fresh 20 to work with on the reset. Goes to Cheeseman. Cheeseman gives it up. Maris. Maris, three, misses everything, too strong, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. 2:26 left to play, third period. 51-47, Dort by four. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen over to Feenstra. Feenstra playing with three personals. They go to Van Manen. Van Manen with it. Look for Feenstra. Now instead, Gustafson in the corner. Gustafson, ball fake. Nothing there. 13 to shoot. Here's Harmson. Into the corner, Van Manen. Three ball. Yes! Three-point basket for Van Manen. Jordan Van Manen, 12 in the second half, 15 for the ballgame. Dort leads by 7, 54-47, under 2 to play here in the third period. Left side pass, Maris. Maris looking down low, instead comes to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball. Cheeseman gets a ball screen, cut off. Comes back right side, shot in the lane, off the heel, no good. Rebound deflected and picked up by Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Dort with a chance to expand the 7-point lead. Jordan Van Manen with it out front. She passes back over to Harmson. Harmson with it. Feenstra. Feenstra at the top of the key. Now Van Manen. Van Manen looking for the two-man game. Instead goes to Gustafson, short corner. Gustafson isolated against Maris, and Maris is going to be called for a personal foul. Once they saw the matchup with Gustafson, who is just quick enough to put it on the floor against Maris, Maris gets called for the body foul, and Maris is whistled for foul number 4. Dort looked for an isolation that time, and the defenders now, Carly Gustafson, shooting 2 free throws. Free throws on the way for the freshman from Ethan. Off the heel, no good. Another one on the way for Gustafson, a 72% free throw shooter. Dort leading 54-47. Another free throw on the way for the freshman. Free throw is up. Good. That one's dead on. Gustafson with 6. Defenders lead 55-47. The defenders right now on an 8-0 run. 1:14 left to play. Third quarter of play. Wesleyan throws it in. They get it in to Cheeseman. Chmielewski will try to work Cheeseman up the floor. Cheeseman with the basketball. Uses the left-handed dribble. Now Tetzlaff picks her up with it. Cheeseman. Cheeseman driving in. Breakdown. Misses the layup, though, and here comes Dort. Dort with the basketball. Cheeseman ends up with a wide-open layup. Here comes Van Manen, and Van Manen is hacked on the arm. Who's that going to be on? If it's on Kirk, it's number 4. And they're going to call it on Cheeseman instead. That's number 2 on her with a reach in as she got a piece of the arm. So Cheeseman, after getting worked up the floor, got a wide open layup and missed it. Not going to get many opportunities like that. Van Manen's first free throw is good. Easy layups, so hard to come by. Easy baskets, so difficult to come by. Talking with the Dakota Wesleyan play-by-play man before the contest, and that really, that sums it up. You don't get any easy baskets at this time of the year. 10-point lead as Van Manen buries both free throws. Then Monin with 17. That is a new season and career high. Her previous season best was 12. Dort pressuring in the backcourt. Here's Carr. Carr across the timeline. Stolen by Shemileski, and Shemileski is fouled by Carr. Dort's depth starting to wear on Dakota Wesley in just a bit. Now they'll have an opportunity to regroup at the quarter break. That is foul number three on Cheeseman. So Cheeseman whistled for the foul after the steal. Two free throws on the way for Maya. First free throw for Shemileski, up and down. Another one on the way. She's a 59% free throw shooter. Second free throw is up and good as well. So she makes them both. It's 59-47, 10-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Ball tapped away by Shemileski. Shemileski driving in, puts it up, shot no good. Rebound Tetzloff. Tetzloff off of the glass, good. Bailey Tetzloff with a half dozen. Dort leading 61-47. Wesleyan basketball. This is Cheeseman. Shot clock is off. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Cheeseman with the basketball. Cheeseman with it. Zone defense applied by the defenders. 10 seconds left. They want a set play, does Dakota Wesleyan. Ball screen out front, cut off by Shemileski. They pass it up underneath, and a two-point basket for Wesleyan. The number 32, Cameron Hines, stops the bleeding, but not before the defenders had a 14-point lead. It's a 12-point lead going into the quarter break. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, Dort leading by a dozen, 10 minutes to go. Now into the front court with the basketball is Van Manen. Van Manen inside, Evavold lost it, now picked up, and we've got a jump ball, and the defenders missed the opportunity with the opening possession of the fourth quarter. Dakota Wesleyan will get it back, trailing by a dozen. Dort leading 61-49. Dort rattled off 14 points in a row. They open with their press group on the floor, or part of their press group, I should say. Modified lineup for the defenders. Kurt gives it up to Karst. Karst to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball. Trying to knock it away was Tetzloff. They feed it underneath Carr. Carr's shot no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra with the rebound. Feenstra playing with three personal fouls. Right side, Shemileski. Shemileski with the basketball. Evavold. Evavold double team. Fires it back outside, Van Manen. Van Manen out front. Feenstra, three ball, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Karst. Karst, they lost it. Picked up by Tetzloff. Tetzloff in the lane. Her put back, good. Two Wesleyan players collided. Dort with a 14-point lead, 63-49. Karst with the basketball. They give it back to Karst. Karst shot no good. A late foul call, though, and Rachel Evavold's going to be called for the personal foul. That's foul number two on her. Shooting free throws will be Karst, I believe. Dort leading 63-49. Two free throws on the way for Karst, one of the trio of senior leaders for this Wesleyan team. And then you throw Jessica Miras into the mix as well. 80% of Wesleyan's starting lineup seniors. Karst, Cheeseman, Carr, and Miras. And I don't know that you've got a better tandem than Cheeseman and Carr in the league. First free throw by Karst, good. Second one, no good. And now a jump ball on the offense on the rebound. It'll be Dort basketball. 8:49 remaining. Dort by a baker's dozen. Bringing the basketball up the floor will be the defenders. Bailey Backman. Backman across the timeline. Freshman from Panora, Iowa. Backman looking. Goes over to Gustafson. Gustafson, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt on the left wing. Abby with the ball. Abby goes back out front to Harmson. Harmson, Backman. Backman ball fake. 15-footer. Up and good. Shooter's bounce for Backman. Backman with eight. And the defenders lead 65-50. Wesleyan basketball. Left side. Dort with a double-digit lead. Wesleyan looking to cut into it. This is Cheeseman. Cheeseman guarded by Backman. And we've got a charge called on Cheeseman. Peyton Harmson playing for the right-handed dribble that time, and the foul called on Cheeseman. That is number four on her. Wesleyan with Miras with four, Cheeseman with four, Karst with three, Kirk with three. For the defenders, Feenstra and Harmson each have three fouls. That is foul number one against Wesleyan in this quarter. Remember, in women's basketball, the foul count begins anew each quarter break. Pass out front, Evavold. Evavold with the basketball, Backman. Backman with the ball. Backman looking down low, tries to find Gustafson, and it's thrown off of Gustafson's shins, out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball on the turnover. Possession arrow points Wesleyan's way in case we get to that. Into the front court is Kirk. Kirk with it in between the circles. Pass goes left side. Give it back out front, Austis. Austis with it on the right wing. Austis to Kirk. Kirk to Karst. Karst baseline cut off by Gustafson right side. Comes back to Carr. Carr dumps it underneath. Karst. Karst shot no good. Rebound Austis picked off though by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. She gives it back over to Backman. Backman right side. Lob it down low to Evavold. Now Backman. Harmson. Dort with a 15-point lead in the basketball. Backman thought about the three, doesn't pull the trigger, instead gives to Evavold. Back outside, Gustafson, three ball, missed it, no good. And the rebound taken away by Austis. 7 minutes left to go in this quarterfinal round battle. With it on the left side is Kirk. Kirk looking down low. They come back to Karst. Karst on the right side, Austis. Austis with the basketball. Austis gives it back over to Carr. Carr leans her way in. Nothing there. Kirk, 10 to shoot. Austis, left side Carr. Carr, Karst. Karst missed it. Rebound Gustafson. Here comes Dort. 6:30 and counting. Backman with the basketball. Dort will go to a set play. Backman gives it left side. Pruitt, well beyond the three-point line, looking for a ball screen. Evavold. Now 15 to shoot. Comes back to Backman. Backman with a basketball. Bucket here would be huge. 6:15 and counting. Harmson into the corner. Backman. Three-pointer. Right wing too strong. No good. Rebound Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Austis. Austis throws it over the top. Carr. Carr spins in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt pressing the issue, does not have the numbers, pulls it out. Gustafson, step into it, three, bang, bang, bang! Gustafson knocks down the triple, an 18-point cushion for the defenders, and Dort with 5:48 remaining, closing in on their first ever quarterfinal round win in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more. Timeout Wesleyan right after this. Well, my Ironton Christian math isn't what it once was, but I believe Dort has outscored Wesleyan 35-12 here in the second half, leading by 18, 68-55, 40 remaining. Wesleyan over the basketball. Dakota Wesleyan pass goes right side, Karst. Karst back out front, Cheeseman. Cheeseman lost it, 13 to shoot. Cheeseman into the corner, Kirk. Kirk with the basketball back to Karst. Karst pass deflected, taken away by Feenstra. Now Dort will play with the clock as an ally. They bring the ball into the front court. This is Van Manen. Van Manen right side, Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Payton gives it back over to Carly. Gustafson gives it left side. Shemileski beyond the three-point line. Gets a ball screen, trying to get her downhill. Instead, Gustafson, now Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, shot no good, but she is fouled on the play, and that's going to be all for Jessica Miras. She will foul out of the ball game with 12 points and 5:01 remaining in this contest. That is a critical loss for Wesleyan. She will foul out of the ball game. Evavold will check in. Gustafson will check out. Gustafson has played some outstanding minutes here in the second half. Harmson checks in. Bailey Tetzloff. Harmson checks out. Tetzloff is in. Erica Feenstra to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She had 10 points in the first half, 13 for the ball game. Misses on the front end of the two-shot situation as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 5:01 remaining. Dort by 18. Second free throw is up and good, so Feenstra whispers one of two through. She's got 14, and the defender lead is 69-50. Then Monin on the defense. They come back left side. Hines. Hines to Cheeseman. Cheeseman guarded there by Shemileski. Shemileski not giving any ground to Cheeseman. Euro step blocked by Evavold. Rebound taken away. Here's Van Monin. Van Monin into the front court. Doesn't have the numbers. Pulls it out. Looking for Shemileski. Finds her. 4:38 remaining. Tetzloff over the top. Feenstra reversal pass. Van Monin three ball. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Wesley. And Wesley and long pass into the front court. And Shemileski saves it into Van Monin. Here come the defenders. Another fresh 30 to work with. They can take it under 4 minutes on this possession. Van Monin over the basketball. Van Monin, Shemileski. Shemileski, Feenstra. Feenstra, left side, Tetzloff. Underneath, Evavold. She's held. That's going to be it for Wesleyan and Cheeseman, and that might be the nail in the coffin. Kennedy Cheeseman's going to foul out with 15, and it's going to be very challenging now for Wesleyan without their leading scorer. And I understand completely, Coach Christensen, you don't want your best players sitting on the bench in the fourth period. You're going to play them until they foul out or disqualified. Don't disqualify them yourself. Force them to play, and Cheeseman fouls out. Dort with a fresh 20 after the foul. That's foul number 3 on Wesleyan in this quarter. Van Monin lobs it over the top. Feenstra, Feenstra, layup, right hand, good. And this one could turn really wide. 71-50, Dort by 21. With the basketball, left side. Kaylee Kirk, and we've got a hold called on the defenders and Van Monin. Van Monin whistled for the personal foul. What a second half Van Monin played, specifically the third quarter. 14 points in the third quarter alone for Van Monin. Shemileski will check out. Pruitt will check in. Maddie Reiner inbounds to Austis, loses it. Pruitt down on the floor trying to knock it away. Dort up by 21, 3:30 and counting, ball game. With it on the left side, certainly looks like the defenders are destined to go to the semifinals on Saturday. Three-pointer left wing by Reiner, and that cuts the lead to 71-53. Dort's outscored Wesleyan 10-4 here in the fourth quarter. With the basketball, Harmson. Harmson comes back, left wing. Now it's top of the key to Feenstra. Right side, Gustafson. Gustafson baseline, reversal, Pruitt. Into the corner, Payton. Three, missed it, no good. And here comes Wesleyan down by 18, 71-53. Let's see if Wesleyan has a pulse. They score a basket here. They might feel like they're crawling back in it. And it's an 18-point lead for the defenders, but it's going to be awfully challenging for Wesley. And underneath it goes Karst. Goes right side, Kirk. Kirk with a two-point basket. She's got six. 71-55. Defenders by 16. Van Monin will take it across the timeline. Dort, 2.5 minutes away from a quarterfinal round win. They go to Feenstra at the top of the key. Left side it goes to Van Monin. Van Monin left baseline. Gustafson tries to feed it to Feenstra, and the Dort defenders unable to handle Prosperity. With it left side, Austis after the steal by the Tigers. Austis guarded by Harmson, goes to Carr. Carr can make it a 13-point ball game, and she's going to be called for traveling. Dort gets a gift, a turnover. So Dort gets the ball back with 2:08 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Van Monin. Van Monin over the basketball. Van Monin across the timeline. 2-minute warning goes by. With it, Shemileski, right side. The defenders for the basketball have been Monin to Harmson, 13 to shoot. Here's Evavold. They're looking for the pass down low. They have Feenstra. Feenstra has a size advantage. Reversal back to Evavold. Baseline jumper, that's going to do it. Evavold with a two-point basket. Dort executes. They get the shot clock, they get the bucket to go as the shot clock is winding down. And with 1:39 remaining, I feel pretty comfortable in saying this one's done. It's just not finished yet. 73-55, our score. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. Back with more after this. Wesleyan basketball. Defenders with an 18-point lead. Pass goes down low, and Wesleyan has gone to their reserves. Dort will do the same. Pass through the lane, tipped out of bounds, and checking into the ballgame for the defenders will be Anderson, Van Halsen. And if this is the last game the defender women play at the DeWitt this season, it was a dandy. A great way to finish up the local season. Highly unlikely they get another home game, but we can hope. With it left side, shot clock expires. Dort with the basketball, though, as the shot clock does expire. Right side pass goes to Michaela DeYoung. DeYoung trying to pass it out of the double team. So now, with this one no longer in doubt, we will start to scoreboard gaze, if you will. Concordia, well, they were up 54-27 at halftime. So they were on their way at the half. Wait until the game expires here, and then we'll have all the scores for you at halftime. Ball deflected, picked up by DeYoung. Michaela DeYoung gets it away to Kennard. Kennard will bring it up the floor for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Well, Concordia drubbed Midland. That one's not done yet. Riley Van Halsen with a two-point bucket. Van Halsen makes it 75-55. Under 20 seconds to go. The defenders are going to win their 24th game of the year in 31 starts, and it's off to the semifinals at Concordia Saturday afternoon. And that, in all likelihood, will be a 3 o'clock start time. So the defenders, for the first time in program history, advance to the GPAC semifinals. This is the 20th year of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and the defenders advance onto the semifinals with a 75-55 win tonight over Dakota Wesleyan. Fantastic defensive effort by the defenders, outscoring Wesleyan 42-25 in the second half on the way to the 75-55 win. Did I say 25? Pardon me, that's incorrect. That's a 17-point second half for Dakota Wesleyan as the Dort defenders get it done on the defensive end in the women's game here this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a recap and the Wireless World Wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Three of the four quarterfinals have gone final. One still being played and very much in doubt. Northwestern and Morningside tied 76-all with under a minute to go and now 14.9 seconds remaining. Northwestern an opportunity to unlock the tie. Missed on a couple of free throws. It's now Morningside basketball. Three quarterfinals are finished, though. Concordia defeats Midland 95-46. Hastings defeats Jamestown 77-49. And the second half, very kind to the defenders today as they outscore Dakota Wesleyan 42-17 on the way to a 75-55 win over the Tigers today at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort earns a spot in the conference semifinals opposite Concordia Saturday afternoon in Seward. The defenders today led by as many as 11 in the first half, and then things went dry midway through the second quarter as they surrendered a 17-0 run to go from up 30-21 to down 38-30. Got to the locker room down 38-33. The defenders, though, with renewed energy in the second half, get a three-point play by Jordan Van Manden to start the second half of play. Tied at 38, tied it again at 40, and the defenders took the lead for good at 49-47 as part of a 10-0 run and led 61-49 at the end of the third quarter. Wesleyan never able to cut into the lead significantly in the fourth quarter. Dort wins it by 20, 75-55. Dakota Wesleyan today, 22 of 52 from the floor, 88%, 4 of 11 on threes, 36%, and 7 of 8 on free throws for 88%. For Dort, 25 of 54 from the floor, 7 of 18 from the three-point line, 18 for 24 from the free throw line. Dort had a 36-26 rebounding advantage, and here's a critical stat. Dort, 15 turnovers, Dakota Wesleyan, 18. So the defenders managed to get two more field goal attempts and 16 more free throw attempts, and the defenders come away with a 20-point victory. And they're headed to overtime in Sioux City, Morningside and Northwestern, 76-76. So they'll play five extra minutes in Sioux City. Didn't have to do that here tonight at the DeWitt. We'll visit with Coach Bill Harmson before we get to the final individual numbers. And first off, Coach, congratulations. Another program first for your team. First time into the GPAC semifinals for the Dort defenders. And I'll say this, it feels like it's about time, but congratulations on advancing on in postseason play.
Wow, what a second half effort by our team, and really proud of the grit that they showed and the toughness that they showed, and I thought they really played together and were connected in that second half. And I just, in an atmosphere like this, our student body and Defender Nation really turned out big time tonight, and just such a fun game to be a part of and just fun to share this experience with the team.
Nice start for your team. Led 21-12 at one point, or 21-10 actually in the first quarter. What were you doing well early on that allowed you to build that double-digit lead?
Yeah, we hit some threes to start the game, and you know, we took great shots in that first quarter. And I think, did we have four threes? I think made in that first quarter, if I remember right. And so you know, you threes just gains confidence, all right. And so then, as the game progressed and, you know, they started guarding the perimeter a little more, we got pretty three happy there for a while, which is when Dakota Wesleyan started making their run back at us. And there was a swing in momentum just because, you know, you make those shots, boy, you feel good about yourself. You miss them. Long rebounds led to a couple runouts, and then our backs were against the wall again. So it was just great to see our kids come out and play confidently and hit shots the way they did tonight.
Second quarter, you gave up a 17-0 run at one point to go from up 30-21. You end up down 38-30. You stopped the bleeding, though, at halftime, back to within five, very manageable. And I thought the third quarter, that was probably as focused and well-executed a stretch of basketball in the third period as your team has put together this year.
It was great. We got down, I think it was at the third quarter break, fourth quarter break, or during the fourth quarter, there was a timeout, and I just praised him. I said, you know, this is what I envision us to look like, getting big stops, rebounding the ball well, and then executing on the offensive end. And, you know, Mike, we went through a really tough stretch there for a few weeks, we continued to encourage the kids and just said, you know, at some point, it's all going to come together. I'm not going to say that happened tonight, but we definitely took steps towards that again. You know, Jordan Vermonten in that second half was just outstanding. Our inside presence with Carly, Rachel, and Erica, defensively, those guys did just an outstanding job. And then, you know, our bench play was just outstanding tonight. So whenever you can go into a game and you can hold Kennedy Cheeseman to 15 and Sarah Carr to 7, you're going to have an opportunity to win. So I couldn't be happier with how intentional our practices were and how we prepared for this game.
17 points limiting Dakota Wesleyan to 17 in the second half.
Yep.
And the crazy thing is you did need a defensive performance like that because this Wesleyan team, as you said, two of the best players in the conference in Cheeseman and Carr, and Karst isn't bad.
Yeah.
you needed a defensive performance like that.
Yep. And they're a tough matchup. I mean, they threw – we had Bailey Beckman guarding the Maris kid a couple times, and she just worked so hard to get around in front of her. Our weak side help, for the most part, today was really good. So, I mean, this game is an interesting game, but I tell you what, I couldn't be happier for the 17 women on our team. I couldn't be happier for our program. The student body tonight was just tuned in. The fans are tuned in. What an awesome atmosphere. We can't wait to get down to Concordia and take on the Bulldogs.
Concordia on Saturday. Coach, I will let you go. Again, congratulations. Great win for your program. Another stepping stone, if you will. And why stop here? Let's see how you can do on Saturday.
Time to get back to work. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Bill. That's Bill Harmson talking about today's contest. The Dort defenders coming away with the 20-point win tonight, 75-55. Here are the individual numbers. We'll tell you about Dakota Wesleyan first. Wesleyan 20-11, and this is a very good Wesleyan team that has just lost its third game in a row. And they, in all likelihood, I would be shocked if they weren't at the NAI National Championship, the 32-team field. But Dort limits them to 55 tonight. They were limited to 52 in the game against Hastings on Saturday. Offensively, they have struggled just a bit. Kennedy Cheeseman, 6 of 13 from the floor, 15 points. 12 for Jessica Miras, 5 of 8. Sarah Carr, averaging 16 points per game. She has 7 tonight. Kaylee Kirk with 6. Michaela Karst with 5. 5 for Cameron Hines. 2 for Wren Ostis. 3 for Maddie Reiner. And that's their total of 55. For the Dort defenders, Jordan Van Manen, a new season and career high, 17 points. She got 14 of them in the second half. She was 4 of 6 from the floor, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Erica Feenstra, 16 points, 5 of 11 from the floor, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Then it's a pretty good balance again for the defenders. Rachel Evavold with 9, 4 of 7. Bailey Beckman and Bailey Tetzloff, 8 points apiece. Tetzloff follows up her 12-point performance from Saturday with an 8-point performance today. Carly Gustafson comes in with 9 points. 2 for Riley Van Halsen, 2 for Maya Shemileski, 4 for Peyton Harmson, as the defenders put 75 on the board against a Wesleyan team that's been allowing 65.9 points per game. Rebounding for Wesleyan, Kirk had 7, 4 each for Carr and Miras, 4 for Wren Ostis. For the defenders, 6 rebounds for Erica Feenster, 4 for Van Manen and Evabold, 7 for Carly Gustafson. 3 assists today for Jordan Van Manen, along with 1 steal. Just 2 turnovers for the point guard in 21 minutes of play. Erica Feenstra had a steal as well. 3 steals for Maya Shemileski. She also had a pair of assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back to set the we'll take a break. We'll hope that we have a final for Morningside and Northwestern, and hopefully we can update our brackets and tell you about Saturday's matchups. Right now, Northwestern, though, and Morningside still playing overtime basketball. They're about midway through the overtime period. Morningside leads that one 81-78. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Well, there's still some work to do in Sioux City. Morningside leads it 85-80. They've still got a minute 46 left to go in that extra session, though. On Saturday, the matchups look like this. Dort will be at Concordia. Concordia 29-2, the regular season GPAC champs. The Dort defenders 24-7, the number 4 seed. They take hold up their end of the bargain, as the home teams have won 3 out of the 4 games so far. Hastings defeats Jamestown 77-49. Hastings will be hosting a game on Saturday with a 29-2 mark as well. They're the number 2 seed in the postseason tournament. Well, Morningside with a 2-possession lead. About 90 seconds left to go. We're going to take break for news, and then we'll set the table for the men's contest. Also have the final on that women's game from Sioux City at that point, I would think. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.